You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. I pray everyone's doing well out there, especially during these times when a lot of people are suffering and from many different ailments. I am making a video today because I saw I'm seeing a lot more people today when it comes to the situation that's going on with COVID and the vaccines. I'm starting to see a lot of people in the Hebraic Roots movement, or just Christians in general, that have refused the vaccine, pridefully, or it seems like with pride, proclaim that people that take the vaccine are lacking faith. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think people that take the vaccine are lacking knowledge more than lacking faith. And we need to be careful with this. You know, there's a lot of Christians out there that have cancer and do chemotherapy. Is that a lack of faith? A lot of people out there that go to hospitals, is that a lack of faith? No. A lot of this is lack of knowledge. And some of it's good knowledge, because in some situations we need to go to the hospital. In some situations, medical intervention is a good thing. I personally don't believe that the vaccine is something healthy and that we should take, but that's because my knowledge that I got on the situation. But not everyone is looking at the resources I'm looking at, and they're just listening to the news. And so I don't believe that not taking the vaccine is a lack of faith. I think it's a lack of knowledge. And I'm concerned because I see a lot of teachers out there, or several Bible teachers, saying it's a lack of faith. And we're supposed to be building each other up and lifting each other up. And instead of talking about lack of faith, we should be teaching each other knowledge and wisdom about this. And even then, still letting people make their own choice. And not necessarily supporting them in their choice, but not necessarily coming against them either. We have enough people out there coming against them. Now, all for freedom of choice. If somebody's job tells them that they need to get vaccinated or they can't work there, we need to look at the big picture and understand that, you know, it might not be them. It might be the higher ups that are putting this on them. So we need to consider all these things. And when it comes down to the scriptures, we're supposed to be loving and also be an example of Yeshua and to teach people according to the wisdom that Yahweh has showed us. Yes, it does say in the Bible, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, you know, we know that lack of faith has led to many tragedies in the scriptures. But we need to seek the knowledge and pray for the knowledge. And you know, so it's concerning to me, you know, and, you know, these same people that are saying it's a lack of faith will run to the doctor and take their insulin for diabetes. Is that a lack of faith? It's a lack of knowledge. If we're following Yahweh's word and we're eating the way He eats and living the way He wants us to live, we won't get many of the same issues a lot of people have today. But me as a health teacher, so if somebody has, let's say, a cancer tumor, you know, in some cases, you can naturally, the body can heal it. We've been designed with a great capability to heal disease in our bodies. However, on the same hand, if a cancer tumor is blocking an air pipe or something, or something like that, surgery can save somebody's life. So by getting surgery, is that a lack of faith? Not necessarily. So we need to be careful and in the statements we make, and also in the pride that we put behind that. And I see this happening more and more, and I want to, you know, bring this up and talk about this, because we really need to teach each other and pray for each other. So as for me telling somebody, oh, you're lacking faith because you didn't take the vaccine, I would just share the resources that have been given to me and my knowledge on this topic with somebody if they wanted to hear it. And if they didn't want to hear it, I would just pray for them, and I wouldn't bring it up if they didn't want to hear it. But yeah, it's a lot of people are being misled and deceived, I believe, through the media outlets and everything out there. But we need to educate one another one way or another. And we need to also take the scripture and see what scripture says about these things, and take examples from scripture. You know, so a lot of people being misled by the internet that says, well, these people, they'll show some guy like that got his lung taken out, and he said, well, if I had to do this all over again, I would have got vaccinated. Or people that were against vaccines that died. You know, a lot of this I don't believe is true. I think it's media propaganda, but it's certainly, there are people that are believing this, and so it's not lack of faith, that people are trying to do the best to protect their bodies based on the knowledge that they have. So instead of tearing people down and telling them they're lacking faith, we need to lift them up and just try to educate them. So, you know, again, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, as it says. Ecclesiastes 7:19 says, wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers of the city. And it says in Ecclesiastes 9:18, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Proverbs 4:13, Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And Proverbs 14 says, take hold of instruction and do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. You know, there's many, many scriptures that talk about that. So, remember that. And it says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So, again, Proverbs 4, 6, and 7, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of the wisdom is this. Get wisdom through, though it cost all you have, get understanding. And Proverbs 3:13, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man and he will still be still wiser. Teach righteous men and he will increase in learning. So. I pray that people are watching this, and if anyone's, there's two, you know, if you're watching this right now and you're one of those people that say, well, those people just have a lack of knowledge, we need to humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves and pray for themselves because or lacking faith. We need to pray for ourselves and pray for those people. Pray that Yahweh opens up their eyes to this reality of what's really taking place. So a lot of people that make false claims and they're saying things and that are just not true. And it's not only people that are pushing the vaccine, it's also a lot of believers that are rejecting the vaccine. I mean, we have to have a good, valid reason to reject it. A valid reason. And you know, but it's all or none, right? You can't pick and choose. Just like with Yah's word, you can't pick and choose. So don't tell me that people have a lack of faith and you're great because you're not taking a vaccine, but then you're going to go run to doctors and take other medication. You know, our body is a temple, and we shouldn't be putting anything defiled in there. We shouldn't be putting anything in our body that we don't know what's in there. But how many of you that are rejecting the vaccine actually know what's in the vaccine? And how many of you that are rejecting the vaccine are so concerned about what you put in your body that every single thing you eat, you're checking the food labels to see what's in those food labels? You might be rejecting the vaccine, but then you're eating GMO foods and all this other stuff. We need to get the knowledge and the wisdom of how to take care of ourselves. Remember, our bodies are our temple. We need to keep it as clean as possible for as long as possible. And how many of us worry? You know, we're not getting the vaccine, but we worry about other things. When the Bible says, you know, don't worry that Yahweh will meet your needs. He'll take care of you. But people spend time in fear and worrying about the future and everything else. Yahweh's going to take care of you. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your joy? And I know we're living in times where it's not easy and people are losing their jobs, and some people have been there for a long time, and it's a real tough situation. It's a really hard situation. And I know people that have died from this. Let me tell you folks that this virus is really a reality. It's not fake. I don't know about the numbers of it. I don't know about people that are truly dying from it and the numbers. But I know people are dying from it. And if people aren't dying, a lot of people are suffering from it. And we need to do what we can according to our knowledge to protect ourselves. And there's ways to do that. I believe in building up the body and building up the immune system through eating healthy and living healthy is the best way to go, as our best defense, and that Yahweh's given us the things we need to do that in our food as our medicine, and the herbs and so on. But at the same time, you know, some other people believe that the vaccine is the best way to protect their body. Now, when you're watching the news and the news says, well, you still might get COVID, but studies show the symptoms of it are going to be less detrimental if you took the vaccine. So, you know, a lot of people out there will be convinced to take it. You know, so it's not a lack of faith. They just, you know, that's what they've been exposed to. So they're going to go and do that. And, you know, yes, Yahweh will take care of our body. He'll take care of our situation. But if you get in a car accident, go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? And understand the joy that Yahweh gives and the education. But before all, before everything, we need to put Yahweh first and Yeshua first. I want to see people talking about Yeshua. You know, if I know somebody that says, if they call themselves a believer, and they said, well, I took the vaccine, or I'm thinking about taking the vaccine, you know, my answer wouldn't be, well, you're lacking faith. My answer would be, well, you know, just pray about that. Try to find some quiet time and pray to Yahweh about that, because my information that I've been exposed to, and if you're willing to see that same information, I'll share it with you, tells me that this might not be the best path for several reasons. So pray about that. And, you know, whatever you decide, I'll be praying for you. That's a much more uplifting answer than, well, you just don't have faith. You know, these are our brothers and sisters out there. So, but you know, we need to seek not what the media is telling us on TV. We need not to seek what our friends are telling us. We need not to seek what we're seeing on the internet. We need to seek Yahweh, you know, in prayer. And I do believe prayer and fasting is important. And this is a very important decision in our life of how we're going to handle the situation and what we're going to do. So I think real wisdom would be, maybe don't just pray, fast and pray about that. Fast and pray about it and see. Well, Is that what Yahweh really wants you to do, or are you doing it out of fear? Because Yahweh tells us not to live in fear. You know, maybe ask somebody that if they say they're going to take the vaccine. Did he tell you that, or are you doing it out of fear, or are you doing it? Do you really believe it's going to help you and protect you? Let's see what they say. You know, Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of for wisdom, and before honor comes humility." And I'm not seeing humility out there. I'm not seeing humility. I saw a teacher yesterday. You're just living, you know, in not faith or not trusting Yahweh. I don't agree with that. I don't think it's humble at all, and I think it's a touch of pride in that. So Psalms 119:66, we see David saying, "Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I am a believer in your commandments." And that's what we need to trust him. You know, and the fear of Yahweh. You know, depart from evil. It says in Psalms 107:43, "Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider great love, the great love of Yahweh." So, we need to get the wisdom. We need to get the knowledge. And I'd much rather see teachers out there and pastors out there teach about, don't just say, "Oh, well, vaccines are poison and we shouldn't be taking them, or we shouldn't be doing them," or whatever. Instead, teach people. Teach people what you've learned about vaccines and why they're bad, and why you believe people shouldn't take them, and help them make a decision instead of just putting a statement out there. And you know, and the reality of vaccines is, or especially the ones that are being used for COVID currently, is there's not, to my knowledge, for what I've learned, is there's not human cells in the vaccine. However, when they discovered the vaccine, or they were making the vaccine, initially they used human cells from aborted fetuses to come up with it, and then they just reproduce that. So for me, it's a moral obligation not to take it, because I don't want any part to do with even studies or even way back when at the beginning, things that had to do with, you know, aborted, anything to do with abortion. I don't want anything to do with that at all, whether it's now or in the past, and it's being regenerated. So for me, you know, it's a really hard topic for me, because it's anything to do with abortion is I don't want anything to do with. But I have enough knowledge with and claim I'm not going to say that the current vaccines, and some people say, well, there are different ones and some of them do and some of them don't, but I'm not going to say that the vaccines today have aborted cells in them, because from my knowledge they don't. So we need to think about these things. You know, it says in Proverbs 18:15, "The mind of the prudent acknowledges knowledge. The ear of the wise seeks knowledge." And I think, you know, it comes down to humility. You know, just humility. And just, if you've been given, this amazing gift, with to share it with others. You know, instead of people saying and telling everyone you're just lacking faith, I'd much rather see people sharing the gospel and going and preaching the gospel. You know, I mean, people have no issues, it seems today, telling people they're lacking faith and what they're doing is wrong and all this. But then they're embarrassed to tell people that Yeshua died for them. And I think that's not a good thing. So we need to educate each other and just pray for each other. And you know, that's another thing. If somebody says, "Well, I'm thinking of taking that," don't say, "Can I pray for you?" Like with the idea of, "You're making a bad decision, can I pray for you?" No, say, "Can I pray with you? And pray with your brother. Say, well, Father Yah, just, you know, speak to them your truth. And if I'm wrong, speak to me your truth. And help us to always focus on you regardless of what we decide to do here. And there are some people that already took the vaccine, and then they come to the knowledge and realize, well, maybe they shouldn't have done that. Again, we need not rebuke somebody and tell them, well, you should have listened. No. Pray for them. We pray for cleansing and healing of this, and repentance, and we, you know, to move on, and so on. So this is heavy on my heart today, because I don't like the more and more I'm seeing what's happening out there today. Remember, you know, got to be careful with our attitude and that's behind this. And just understand the truth behind these different things. And Yah will help you find a way, whether you lose a job, you know, maybe he'll give you a better job. Maybe he didn't want you to be at that job. You know, it's not always a good thing, but that's the way it is. And it's not, you know, if you've caved in and you said, oh, you're going to lose your job, and you decide, well, I got to take the vaccine because I'm going to lose my job. You know, we don't know the situation other people are in. And in some situations, you know, people feel that that's their best choice. You know, so you might have yourself a job working at McDonald's, making $10 an hour, and you say, well, you know, if I don't take the vaccine, I'll get another job somewhere else. But there are other people in other situations that have been in a job for 30 years, a couple of days away from retirement. And I'm not saying it's right to do something against your personal beliefs, but what I'm saying is, we don't know everyone's personal situation and their beliefs behind or their reasons behind these different things. We don't know. You know, sometimes there's a split in families where one spouse might believe in the vaccine and one spouse might not. You know, and there's conflict in the home over this. You know, and I've even seen cases of the of separation or divorce over these things, and we can't let that happen. So I'm not suggesting or saying we should cave in from our beliefs because of money or because of our job or these things. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is we don't know everyone's situation. But what we need to do is humble ourselves and pray for one another and support one another. Not in necessarily doing something we disagree with, but support one another and letting them know that, brother, whatever you decide to do, just pray about it, fast about it. And I'm your brother. I'm here for you. And not cause division. Oh, you're wrong, and I don't want anything to do with you. Same thing with the mask. You know, people say, oh, well, you shouldn't wear a mask, and that's not trusting Yahweh and all this. No. It's the same thing. There's a lot of knowledge out there. I don't believe the masks do much, but other people do. So be it. I'm not going to let them, you know, we need to have our eyes on Yeshua. You know, not a person's mask or did a person get a vaccine or not get a vaccine. Have your eyes on Yeshua. That's where it should be. And it says in James 3:17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the type of attitude we need so we can be at peace. And I see a lot of bitterness towards bitterness even growing up in people that, let's say somebody's at an assembly or congregation or a church and there's a group of people that, oh, we're against the vaccine and all this, and all of a sudden somebody gets vaccinated. What? How dare you? And they don't want anything to do with that person. Or vice versa. Everyone's vaccinated, somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated. What? Can't believe you did that. That's not the attitude I believe we should have. And Father, if I'm wrong, correct me. But the word here says in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask Yahweh, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Hallelujah. It will be given to him. And that's what I think we need to do. We need to seek him. So Father Yahweh, I just pray to you this day that you'd reveal your wisdom to all of us, specifically about this situation, but not only this situation. If any of us are making choices that are leading us on a path that is not your path, please reveal it to each one of us. Please use people in our lives to show us and teach us. Please use your word to teach us, or even speak to us directly. However your vehicle is for us to see this truth, if we're making mistakes. And Father, if we've made errors or we made mistakes or did something against your word, cleanse us and heal us. Help us see this truth and show us the way we must go, not to suffer the harmful consequences. And we thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. I want everyone out there that's listening to feel peace and the joy of Yahweh. We shouldn't fear anything because we have Yahweh. We shouldn't fear things of man. We should be in awe of our wonderful Creator and all He's blessed us with and all the blessings He's given us. And I just pray that we're led to make the best decisions for our life, and those that are called brothers will be there to support us and just to lead us to the word and to lead us to Yahweh's truth. Not their truth, but Yahweh's truth. I do believe people should watch less television and news and media, which is brainwashing people to believe the vaccine's the only way to go. I think that's a dangerous thing, and it's counterproductive to the word often. I think people need to be in the word more, in prayer and fast more. You know, but like I said at the beginning, I'm going to say it again. I don't believe people that take the vaccine is a case of lack of faith. Maybe in some instances, maybe it is. But for the most part, I think it's a lack of knowledge. And we need to pray for our brothers and sisters and lift them up and not tear them down with these type of messages. That's a lack of faith or something like that. All right, everybody. If any of you out there are suffering from consequences of COVID, whether it's physically receiving it or losing your job or anything, I keep you lifted up in prayer. And may Yahweh open your eyes to His truth and His knowledge. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory. Beautiful.